I'm Craig Kenneth, a relationship coach and a psychotherapist. Every relationship is different and every breakup is different. Work with me and you'll get professional help on your situation. And if you're in no contact, focused on personal growth, my workbook series, The Knowledge, will help you make changes like you've never made before. Available now at AskCraig.net. Hi there, I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Margaret.
And today we're going to be talking about why you shouldn't suppress emotions. There's that word shouldn't or
There's
should.
Should and shouldn't, yes. I'm going to talk about that again later.
Yeah.
That nothing good ever comes of that word should. Okay, suppressing emotions. And as we all know, many parts of our culture suggest that we do that. Okay, particularly for men, and I often sympathize with men who've been told not to show any emotions, that it's unmanly. And that's absolutely not true.
Okay,
no. So this is by Dr. Sue Johnson, one of our favorite writers. We haven't seen very much from her lately, and I was happy to find this article.
Mm-hmm.
How shutting down your feelings can be disastrous to your relationship. And one of the other things I was responding to in looking at this particular article was that I've heard the term so-and-so shuts down a whole lot lately.
I hear that often too.
Do you? Yeah. In other words, we try to have some kind of a meaningful discussion and then he or she shuts down. And I try to ask, what does that mean? Well, either they leave the room or they go into their own little world and they no longer respond.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Not helpful. All right? And I don't know if you remember the window of tolerable emotions that we talked about at one point.
Is it Window of Tolerance?
Window of Tolerance,
I think
yes.
That's the name of
the
video.
The Window of Tolerance, right.
It's a good video, The Window of Tolerance.
Yeah.
Go look it up.
We can do it again if you like. But The Window of Tolerance lets us know that when we can't handle something, either we become wildly crazy and yell and scream or do something, or we respond by action. Or at the other end of the scale, we numb ourselves out. So what we're saying then, I think, when we talk about shutting down, is when something gets overwhelming, there are people who shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And that just leaves you stuck where you are. Okay? And it's very frustrating to the other person who's trying to get you to respond. Okay. So says Susan Johnson, how shutting down your feelings can be disastrous for a relationship.
Okay.
Research has shown that suppressing your emotions pretty well shuts down communication within a relationship. Right? Let's chat about what the findings from one study might mean for your relationship. James Gross, a scientist who studies emotion, found that when we try to suppress emotion, this is what happens.
Okay.
Okay. Number one, it's very hard to do. Basically, it doesn't work. We have to work very hard to shut an emotion down once it's up and running. And in the process, we often get more agitated and tense. Okay?
Okay.
This is especially true in close relationships. When the trigger for the emotion, which is the other person, is still there, giving us signals that get us all fired up. So oftentimes people try to shut down, and just looking at the other person makes it difficult, right? Emotion doesn't stay inside our skin. When we try to shut feelings off, the people we are relating to also get more and more tense, okay? When we deny our feelings, our partners probably get tense because our faces register our feelings way faster than you can say, nothing's wrong, I'm fine. This partner also knows that we are shutting them out. When mm-hmm. partners can't read our cues, they can't predict our behavior.
Mm-hmm.
We say one thing, but they see another. In other words, you can say, it didn't bother me, there's nothing going on, but it's on their face.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so there they are. It makes sense that they may get tense. Probably this uncertainty puts everyone off balance and adds to the likelihood that the conversation or even the whole evening will go sour. Emotions are fast. It takes about 100 milliseconds for our brain to react emotionally and about 600 milliseconds for our thinking brain, our cortex, to register this reaction. In other words, we react before we have any idea that we have.
Yep.
By the time you decide that it's better not to get mad or be sad, your face has been expressing it for 500 milliseconds.
Likely a lot longer.
Yeah. I thought I fooled so-and-so, but I guess not. I'm off by 500 milliseconds. Mm-hmm. Too late.
Yep.
The emotional signal has been sent. It's like pressing the send button on your email before you double check the content and address.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, but when you deny the message, this is puzzling for your partner and makes it harder for them to feel relaxed and safe with you. You are suddenly someone who can shut them out as if they don't matter.
Yeah, and that is very painful.
Very painful.
And it's going to trigger abandonment.
Fears, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, so in case we think we're fooling anybody when they say what's wrong and we say, oh, nothing.
nothing, yeah, of course.
We're way wrong, all right? What does all this tell us as lovers and partners? It tells us that the shutdown and suppress strategy should be used with care, that it doesn't do what we usually hope it will, namely calm us down and lower the tenor of a conversation or bypass a fight. Most of the time, we shut down out of habit. We do it because we don't know what else to do.
Mm-hmm.
What I see as a couples therapist is that it really isn't so dangerous to just say that you're mad, sad, scared, surprised, somehow ashamed, or full of joy. Now, she added a couple of emotions that I don't usually do in the basics.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, what's so bad about saying that rather than just to say, I'm fine, nothing's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's not a bad idea to say how you are. The list about it.
At least I think it'd be more helpful to say, I don't want to talk about it right now.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. That would be better than just shutting down.
Yeah.
And why do you have that look on your face? This list is about it. For the real core universal emotions. When we name our emotions, we often feel more grounded, more in control, and we give our partner a chance to respond, to empathize. Empathize is a big deal. So suppressing emotions doesn't work. If we say, in response to what's going on with you, nothing, and we look angry, sad, and God knows what else, we're not fooling anybody. And it would be much better to say, I had a terrible day and it left me angry and sad.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's very hard to get angry at somebody who's forthcoming with you. And as Craig points out, you can also say, I don't want to talk about it just now, but maybe later. That's okay too, as long as you're willing to talk about it then. All right? And don't keep trying to suppress that emotion. You give your partner then a chance to empathize with, I'm sorry you had a terrible day. I'm sorry about whatever happened to you that makes you want to shut down right now. What can I do to help? Whenever you're ready.
Mm-hmm. All right. Interesting stuff. Milliseconds.
Milliseconds.
Remember, your face is showing it milliseconds. You're not hiding anything.
Nope. We all think we are, but we're really not.
And that's why when people are like, well, I can tell something's bothering you. No, nothing.
But you see all the jokes and the signs out there. When a woman says nothing's wrong,
yeah,
you better go hide. You better, call your lawyer, do something. All right? So everything's fine. What do you
I'm
mean
going to bed and
what
it's
do you
5
mean
p.m.
you don't believe it? Bye. Yeah, right.
All right. Interesting all right? stuff. Let us know if you like this one.
So don't even try it. Yeah.
Yeah, leave a comment. Let us know if you liked it. I always forget to mention that we are podcasted now on all the major platforms. If you like listening to podcasts in the car. Of course, if you want to get our help personally, just go to my website, askcraig.net. You can sign up for the coaching option that works best for you. I do email coaching and I do Skype. And of course, Margaret is available for Skype coaching.
Please sign up if you think I can be helpful.
Just click on Margaret on the top of the website to do that. But that's it for this video. I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Margaret.
And we will talk with you soon.
To get my help personally, go to AskCraig.net and click on Schedule Coaching and choose the option that works best for you. I do email coaching or Skype. To schedule a coaching with Margaret, click on Margaret on the top of the page and order a Skype with her. For the Knowledge Creative Healing course, click on the link at the top of the page and click Get Started Now.